Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the Parsha this week?
Parsha this week is Ve'etchanan, and this week is Shabbat Nachamu, the Shabbat of comfort, the Shabbat that comes after Tisha B'Av. And the Haftorah of Parsha Ve'etchanan is always the Haftorah taken from the prophet Yeshayahu, beginning with the words, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, be comforted, my people. And that, hence, that's the name of the Shabbat, Shabbat Nachamu, because it's the prophecy of comfort. It introduces us to seven prophecies of comfort, which take us till the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, called the Shiva, the Nechemta, the seven prophecies of comfort. Comfort, consolation is a hard thing to achieve. The ache is always there. We can sublimate much of the tragic events that may have happened to us personally or nationally, but we never forget them completely, and they always affect us. So the idea of comfort, I've always felt, is that comfort provides us with the resilience to go on. It does not remove the past. It does not erase what happened. It doesn't even minimize it. It's not meant to do that. It's meant to give a person strength to go on, to pick oneself up, so to speak, and go on. And we see that throughout the Talmud, the great stories about Rabbi Akiva, who found the ability to laugh and to see a bright future, even though he's walking amidst the ruins of Jerusalem, the temple. It's, if you will, it's really the history of the Jewish people throughout the ages is the history of resilience, of what do you do now? I think that that's partially, if not greatly true, of the Jews over the past 60, 70 years, is that perhaps other nations would have been crushed completely by an event such as the Holocaust and by the unremitting anti-Semitism that still exists today. So then who needs it, right? And give the whole thing up. And yet we see the resilience of the Jewish people, not only in building the State of Israel, but in every facet of Jewish life. Rebuilding Torah when it was thought that it couldn't be done, especially on soil such as America, and in continuing to be a vital, strong, contentious people. And so that's part of the Nachamu. That's the double consolation. The double consolation is a consolation regarding the past, to the extent that one can console someone. But the second consolation is the vision of the future, the resilience, and the fact that we are going to build a better tomorrow, and we are going to get out of this mess, and things will be better. We're going to do our best to make it better. So that's really the key, the message of comfort, the message that emanates from Nachamu. So may this Shabbos truly be the Shabbos of comfort for the Jewish people who are undergoing such traumatic experiences that affect us all. And may we see the double comfort come to us, the comfort for what happened in the past and the resilience to build ourselves in the future as well.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.